Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael Casciano is NOCO president and COO. He's on the WBEN live line this morning. An energy forum is happening this morning in Amherst for local businesses in Western New York on New York's push toward electrification with a ban on natural gas. Michael, good morning. What is NOCO's role here?
Good morning, Susan. Yeah, our role is just to educate a bunch of, I think we have about 70 businesses coming to just educate them on what they can do with rising energy costs. And it seems like it's happening to all of us, and we're going to give them some tips on what they can do to take control of their energy costs.
Yeah, what does that look like for businesses? You know, I think everyone's kind of familiar with how energy costs have risen in their own homes, but I'm assuming for a lot of businesses, those numbers can be eye-popping with how much it's gone up just in the last year.
Yeah, when you think about just the 20% forecasted increase that National Grid announced last month, Brian, the cost for businesses looking forward is, you know, on the rise. So what we're trying to do is give them some tools in their toolbox, in particular, some things like solar and geothermal, which sometimes seem a little bit out of their reach, like they wouldn't typically think of these as solutions for themselves to lower their costs, are well within their reach, and there's some incentives that expire at the end of the year. So today's forum really is to give them the facts, tell them how they can take control, and just guide them towards those incentives and tax breaks that they can use to kind of offset their costs.
You know, natural gas used to be considered clean energy, but not anymore in New York State. How is that going to impact NOCO?
Well, it's going to impact our customers, you know, to a certain degree by kind of having their electric, you know, the more you get off of gas, the higher your electric costs are. So what we want to educate our customers on is that if you don't know if you're on a variable or a fixed rate, you should know that. There are times, just like when you're managing your money, you want to buy low and sell high. Well, when you know that there's going to be an increase in the market and you can fix your electric or gas rates, that's good for you. You can actually have lower rates than what the market has, but you need a money manager, or in our case, an energy manager to do that for you. So we're just going to be educating all of our customers. You know, if you're with us, an ESCO, an energy services company, we can manage your energy for you and help you lower your costs.
The idea that these energy costs are going up and up and up with no seeming relief in sight from traditional energy costs rising. Is that true, or is this a period of increases that might be followed by leveling off or any decreases? Are we seeing a spike rather than a constant upward trend?
Brian, I wish I could give you a date in the future, like, hey guys, let's just get through this next 2 years and we'll be in easy street. But what's happened in New York State since 2019 with the passage of the CLCPA, there's been an elimination, even in Western New York, of two fossil fuel plants. So if you take the fossil fuel plants that are creating the energy off the grid and you replace them with wind and solar, that it's only replacing the energy at about half the rate, you know what happens, you know, when you have low supply and high demand, you have higher prices.
And I mean, what about power outages and things like that? Is that something that'll be addressed today?
There's absolutely. And that's unfortunately on the horizon. As we put more, you know, EV chargers and more of our devices and the entire world towards the electric grid, in particular in Buffalo, you know, our grid is over 100 years old. So you're putting more demand, more strain on a very antiquated system. So when you have those 92-degree days in the summer and everyone's air conditioning is cranking, you're going to have those power outages.
What have businesses been asking about when it comes to these higher energy bills? What are they interested in? I know you mentioned some of these things, geothermal, solar energy. Are a lot of people ready to take the plunge, or are they trying to do something else in the meantime?
Well, we get the question a lot, what can I do? And for businesses, Brian, it's really the easiest thing to do, and I would say the most impactful, is to think about the lighting that you have in your office, in your in your plant or your warehouse. Because if you replace the lighting to high-efficiency LED lights, you're going to reduce your consumption by almost 40%. That is a significant amount of money to save on a monthly and annual basis. And not to mention, it brightens the facility up, and your employees feel really good about walking into their workspace. And on the outside, of course, it's a safety issue. You can light up your parking lots better. So if you think about it, that's another tool in your toolbox. Replace the lighting, lower your consumption, and lower your costs.
I'm curious, Michael, when you set this forum up to, it's really over this new climate law here in New York State, what was the response? I mean, did a lot of people jump right on board?
Yes, we had an incredible response. And this is our fourth seminar that we're doing. We did one at the United Way last week with some nonprofits, which is really satisfying to kind of share this information with them, because their funding has been cut, their grants have been limited and sometimes eliminated. So talking to the businesses that are all kind of doing the same thing, just trying to manage their expenses, has been really received very well throughout Buffalo.
Is this the number one concern for business? I mean, there's so many challenges facing, and I mean, there's a wide spectrum of what businesses might be, restaurants facing their own set of challenges, rising prices with some of the tariffs that are in place are hampering other sectors. But all in all, energy impacts everybody. Is this maybe the number one cost concern that you hear from local businesses?
I would say yes. And it's not so much just the fact that it's a number one cost concern. Think about any business. They pretty much know their labor expense. You know, they know their cost of sales. If they're making a product, they know what those expenses are. But every month when they get their utility bill, you know, they have one eye open and one eye closed as they open up that bill. What's it going to be this month? No idea, right? We just know it's going up. So that's just not a natural way to run a business, where you have these unpredictable costs, and it's got everybody a little bit anxious, and that's what today is about, is to give them the tools to go and work through it.
Well, Michael, thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning. We appreciate it. I'm sure it's going to be very interesting, this forum.
Thank you very much.
Michael Casciano, NOCO President and COO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah,
you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.